分享一篇让我泪目的文章。
Share an article that makes me cry.
令人感佩的情操，作者佚名。
Admirable and well known.
1988年。
1988.
潘德辉回大陆探亲，返回台湾。
Pan D. Huey returns to mainland China for a visit.
给孙立人带回一个小包。
Bring a small package back to Sun Li Ren.
没想到我看到包里的东西后，
I didn't expect to see the contents of the bag.
以88岁的孙立人仅对他行跪谢大礼。
He knelt and bowed to thank Sun Li Ren, who was 88 years old.
1988年台中的一个院子里。
In a courtyard in Taichung in 1988.
孙立人将军用颤抖的手将一张泛黄的照片交给旧部。
General Sun Li Ren handed a yellow photo to his subordinates with trembling hands.
潘德辉。
Pan Huey.
照片上的女子是他的原配妻子巩西涛，自1949年一别已近40年。
The woman in the photo is his first wife, Gong Zitao, who passed away in 1949 and has been gone for almost 40 years.
Go to Lujiang, 看看。
Go to Lu, see it.
看看他的墓。老人声音沙哑。
Look, the old man's voice was hoarse.
只有这一句托付。潘德辉接过照片。
Only the sentence, I entrust this photo to Pan Hai was spoken.
觉得手心发烫。
Feel hot in my palms.
他隐约感到这一趟扫墓之旅绝不简单。
He vaguely felt that this trip to visit the graves was not simple.
当潘德辉来到安徽庐江。
When Pan Hai came to Lujiang, and Huey,
在江南的烟雨中找到孙家祖宅时，
When I found the ancestral home of the Sun family in the misty rain of the Jiangnan region,
那里只剩下了断壁残垣。
There were only ruins left.
村里老人谈起巩西涛，
The villagers talked about Gong Zitao.
无不唏嘘。
No complaints.
孙家那个媳妇儿可怜呐，男人去了那边。
The woman from the Sun family is so pitiful. Where is her husband?
他一个人苦守到老。
He stayed alone and endured until he was old.
最后，孤零零走了。
The last one walked away alone.
在所有人眼里。
In everyone's eyes.
这是一个被时代和丈夫双重抛弃的悲剧女子。
This is a tragic woman who has been abandoned by both time and her husband.
但是潘德辉在寻访中发现了一些不寻常的痕迹。
However, Pan D. Huey discovered some unusual traces during his exploration.
有老人含糊地提到。
There was a vague mention by an elderly person.
这个弃妇会定居去很远的山村。
This abandoned woman will settle in a very remote mountain village.
回来是篮筐空空。
The basket is empty.
有人说，
Some say,
他变卖了很多家。
He sold many houses.
自己却过着近乎乞丐的生活。
When I'm living in your pauper life.
他在做什么？
What is he doing?
潘德辉心中的疑问越来越重。
Pan Hai's doubts grew stronger.
线索在一位移居他乡的老佣人那里有了突破。
The breakthrough came from an old housekeeper who had moved away from his hometown.
老人回忆起。
The old man remembered.
1947年秋天。
Autumn of 1947.
孙立人曾像影子一样秘密回来过一次。
Sun Li had secretly returned once, like a shadow.
那不是一个丈夫的探亲。
That's not a husband's visit.
而是一个将军的托付。
And it was a bequest from a general.
在老宅的大槐树下
Under the old house's big tree,
孙立人告诉巩西涛
Sun Li told Gong Zito,
他带不走那些在缅甸战场上伤残的旧部。
He couldn't take those old infantrymen who were wounded on the battlefield in Myanmar.
这些人散落在四乡八里。
These people are scattered throughout the countryside.
需要有人照应。
Someone needs to take care of it.
他看着妻子的眼睛说。
He looked at his wife and said,
西涛，这个家，这些弟兄我交给你了。
I entrust this family of the Western Tang to you.
巩西涛没有哭闹。
Gong Zai Tang didn't cry.
只是静静地点头。
Just not silently.
那一夜。
That night.
孙立人折断。
Sun Li.
随身的佩刀将刀尖交到他手中。
The small dagger was placed in his hand.
见此如见我。活下去。
Seeing this is like seeing myself live on.
守住他们。
Protect them.
从此。
From then on.
巩西涛的人生彻底改变。
Wu Wangxi's life was completely changed.
他脱下旗袍。
He took off his jingshan.
换上粗布衣。
Put on coarse cloth.
变卖首饰、田地、家具，所有能换钱的东西。都换了。
I sold all the jewelry, furniture, and anything else I could get my hands on.
换成粮食、药品、布料。
Change to food, medicine, and fabric.
他故意让自己显得孤僻古怪。
He deliberately made himself appear eccentric and aloof.
时而在街边自言自语。
Sometimes I would talk to myself on the street.
坐实了被抛弃后精神失常的印象。
Confirm the impression of being abandoned.
这成了他最好的保护色。
This became his best camouflage.
一个疯癫的弃妇，做什么都不会引人怀疑。
A crazy, abandoned woman does nothing that would arouse suspicion.
她怀里啊，总揣着一个小本子。
He always carried a small notebook in his pocket.
用极小、极工整的字，景。
With minimal effort, create a beautiful scene.
某年某月，送米一斗至后山沟。某日。
One day in a certain month.A bucket of rice was delivered to a certain ditch in the back mountain.
托人带药。
Hire someone to bring medicine.
给西村的独臂里。
In the west village, there is a place called the poison arm.
又一笔。某处天心坟，无碑。
Another unmarked grave in a remote location.
每一笔记录都是一个需要隐藏的身份。
Each record is a hidden identity that needs to be protected.
一段需要延续的生命。
A life to be continued.
她不再只是孙立人的妻子。
He was no longer just Sun Li's wife.
她成了那些被遗忘的老兵。
She became one of those forgotten veterans.
在这世上唯一的念想和依靠，海峡对岸。
The only thought and reliance in this world is the strait.
孙立人被软禁在台中。
Sun Li was placed under house arrest in Taichung.
或许是为了保护远方的他，他后来的言行开始有意抹黑自己。
Perhaps in order to protect his later actions, he began to deliberately slander himself.
他不介意传出风流。
He doesn't mind spreading rumors.
运势，乐得被形容为忘恩负义的负心汉。
The phrase rhythm and melody is often used to describe the act of forgetting and betraying kindness.
他在孤寂中扮演薄情。
He plays the role of a callous person in isolation.
他在乡野间扮演疯癫。
He plays the role of a madman in the countryside.
两人隔着海峡。
Two people are separated by the sea.
在完全隔绝的状态下。
In a completely isolated state.
上演着一场无人知晓的悲壮。
A tragic and unknown performance.
双人戏，他送出的断刀是他后半生全部的意义。
The broken sword given to him by the other man was the meaning of his entire second half of life.
他每记下一笔账，都是对他托付的无言回应。
Each entry in his ledger was a silent response to the trust placed in him.
潘德辉在一位守密多年的老石匠带领下
，Under the guidance of a veteran stonemason who had been working in secret for many years，
终于在荒坡的野猪丛后找到了龚锡涛的坟。
Finally, I found Gong Zitao's grave in the pigsty。
没有像样的墓碑
，No proper tombstone，
只有一块青石
，Only a piece of jade，
上面刻着七个字
，There are seven characters carved on it。
孙立人之妻大义，龚锡涛。老石匠从石缝中取出一个生锈的铁盒
，The wife of Sun Li, a patriotic hero。Stood by and watched as Old Stone, a local farmer, took a rusty iron box out of a crack in the rock.
里面是那截断刀和那本被磨挲的发毛的藏册。
There was a broken sword and a book of the dead, which had been written by the Mosher people.
潘德辉在墓册中一页页翻着那些简单的米。
Pan Huey was flipping through those simple grains of rice in the twilight.
要不从此，重如千钧。
How about from now on, I'll be like 1,000 armies.
他看到的不是一个等待拯救的弱女子。
He didn't see a helpless woman waiting to be rescued.
而是一位在无名的战场上坚守到生命尽头的统帅。
And he was a commander who stood firm on the nameless battlefield until his life was over.
当潘德辉带着断刀和藏册回到台中
，When Pan Huey returned to Taichung with his broken sword and secret book，
病榻上的孙立人已经奄奄一息。
Sun Li lying in bed was dying.
没有嚎啕。
No roar.
没有言语。
No words.
老人只是死死盯着那两样东西。
The old man just stared at the two things.
浑浊的眼睛里先是震惊。
The first thing I saw in his blurry eyes was shock.
继而是无尽的痛楚。
Then came endless protection of two.
最后化作一片虚空般的平静。
Finally, it transformed into a state of emptiness and tranquility.
他枯枝般的手缓缓伸出
His withered hand slowly extended.
紧紧握住那截生锈的刀尖
Grip the rusty blade tightly.
仿佛要把它重新捂热
As if to reheat it.
泪水
Tears.
无声滚落滴在锈迹斑斑的铁上
Silent drops fall, dripping on the rusty iron.
他一生叱咤风云。
He was a man who lived a life of turmoil and struggle.
晚年背负骂名。
In his later years, he was burdened with a bad reputation.
他一生寂寂无闻。
He lived a quiet and unremarkable life.
甚至背负误解。
Even burdened with misunderstandings,
却在无人知晓的角落。
However, in a forgotten corner,
践行了最沉重的诺言。
Fulfilled the most solemn promise.
1990年
1990,
孙立人去世。
Sunlight died.
人们在他贴身内衣里发现了一个油纸包。
People found a paper bag inside his underwear.
里面是龚希涛的照片。
The photo is of Gong Zitao.
背面有三个极大的字。
The back has three very large words.
对不起。
Sorry.
照片下压着一片完全干枯的槐树叶。
The photo shows a completely withered locust tree leaf.
来自庐江老宅那棵。
It came from the old mansion in Lujiang.
他们告别的大树。
The tree they said goodbye to.
这个故事早已超越了才子佳人。
His story has long surpassed the talented man and beautiful woman trope.
或是怨偶纷飞的俗套戏码。
Huo Shi Yuan Wu Fen Fei De Su Tao Zai Mar.
它是一曲在历史惊涛骇浪中两个灵魂。
It's a song about two souls caught in the midst of historical turmoil.
以惊人的默契。
With amazing coordination.
勇气与智慧共同谱写的关于责任。
Courage and wisdom together, a story about responsibility.
信誉与极致成全的深沉事实。
A sorter of trust and ultimate fulfillment.
孙立人在台前的浮沉荣辱，龚希涛在幕后的孤寂艰辛。
Sun Li's public life full of glory and humiliation, and Gong Zai's private life full of loneliness and hardship.
并非背离。
Not despicable,
而是用各自命运轨迹画出的一个悲壮而完整的同心圆。
Instead, they drew a tragic and complete concentric circle with their respective trajectories.
它让我们窥见，在那段复杂的历史皱褶里。
He allows us to glimpse into the complex historical wrinkles.
有一种情感。
There is a feeling.
无需思索。
No need to be bound.
却能跨越山海与光阴。
However, it can transcend mountains and seas and time.
在时代的铁幕上。
In the iron curtain of the times.
镌刻下永不磨灭的温柔与光亮。
The enduring gentleness and brilliance of the county.
有一种承诺可以重如泰山。
A promise can be as heavy as Mount Tai.
却只需默默践行。
Just practice it silently.
直至生命尽头。
Until the end of life.
历史的尘埃或许厚重，评价。
The dust of history may be heavy.
或许分因。
Perhaps it's due to multiple factors.
但人性深处那种受人之托。
But deep in human nature, there is a sense of being entrusted with something.
忠人之士的至诚与知其不可为而为之的勇毅。
The loyalty and integrity of the loyal and the wisdom of knowing that it cannot be done.
如同那件深埋的铁盒中的断刀。
Like a broken knife buried deep in the ground.
纵然锈蚀，锋芒犹在。
Even though the rust is still sharp,
永远拥有直指人心的力量。
Always have the power to reach people's hearts.
我是雅慧说。
I am Yun Huey.
关注我，陪你一起看历史里那些不该忘掉的人和事。
Follow me and let's explore the historical figures and events that shouldn't be forgotten.